Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, KMOX Sports from the New Bowl BMW Toyota Sports Desk.
I'm Tom Ackerman, joined every Tuesday and Thursday by the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly. He has a game tonight, 8 o'clock tip-off for the Tigers against Stephen F. Austin. That's a dangerous game, dangerous team. They just beat LSU on Saturday, and Mike, looking ahead at the Illinois game on Saturday is not what Konzo Martin wants his Tigers to do, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting to talk to the guys. Most of them are still focused on Stephen F. Austin, and they should be. Their only loss on the season came at Mississippi State. They wanted LSU with their best player missing the entire second half of the game on Saturday. So, you know, it's a team that is dangerous and that Missouri better play well against, or they will get beat tonight.
What's the key to beating Stephen F. Austin? They are a pesky team. They rack up a lot of steals, don't they?
Yeah, exactly, Tom. You know, they lead the country in steals per game, and so Missouri's got to do a very good job of taking care of the basketball. They're somewhat not athletic like West Virginia, but they will just, you know, kind of jam the ball as you try to bring it down court. They've got three players in their starting lineup that through the first 11 games have at least 20 steals in the season. And we all know that Missouri's had trouble taking care of the basketball at times. They're averaging about 14 turnovers a game, so that's the most important thing. But then the other thing too, once you get in a half court set, make sure you're playing inside out and getting guys like Jeremiah Tillman and Jonte Porter, Reed Nicko, Kevin Purrier, and others involved in the game. And if they do that, Missouri should be okay.
Yeah, they have some big boys for sure down there. What about at point guard? How have you evaluated it? I heard your conversation with Konzo, and it was really good, where you talked about defense, and he likes Jordan Geist really ahead of the others right now. What about handling the ball and running the offense?
Well, Blake Harris is getting better each and every time out. 7 assists and only 1 turnover against North Florida the other day. It's a learning process, and you know, every day really is like a, you know, like the laboratory for you know, Blake, as he tries to learn how to play the position at this high level. You know, he's 6'3", he's about 195 pounds, and so physically he's got the makeup to play the game. Learning how to really take advantage of his speed and athletic ability and push the ball to the basket when he gets opportunities, and that's what Konzo Martin wants him to do. Geist, on the other hand, pesky defender, but also can shoot the ball better from the perimeter. So a little bit different, not as athletic as Blake, but both those guys have done a pretty good job on ball defense, but can be a lot better in that regard.
Big game coming up Saturday against Illinois in the Bragging Rights game. We'll get to that on Thursday, as Stephen F. Austin is the opponent tonight at 8 o'clock at Mizzou Arena. Final thing, Mike, it's been a while since we saw the Tigers in action on the football field. Not much longer, a week away, 8 days away from that game against Texas.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre that we're already, just over a week away. But Barry Odom, spent an hour with him last night, really excited about the way his team has practiced. You know, Tom, so much gets made about, well, this conference is better than this conference by results on the what take on the field on the during the bowl season. And that's totally irrelevant. Bowl games come down to this. How bad do your players want to be there? How bad do your players want to focus and try to lock into the game? And if they do that, then usually they have success. And Missouri teams that have gone to the bowl game and that have really focused and tried to prepare, they've played well. Those that didn't, i.e. the team that played against Navy a few years ago in the Texas Bowl, they wanted to go and have a good time in Houston instead of really preparing and playing football. Those are teams that get beat soundly in bowl games.
That's a big game for Mizzou. Look forward to getting into that next week with you. We'll talk to you on Thursday morning. We appreciate it as always.
All right, buddy. Take care.
There's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly, on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.